the best deal you didn't do last year, odds are it never crossed your desk at all.
And it wasn't because you were outbid. It's because nobody ever told you about it.
You're listening to The Middle Market. I'm Ray, your AI talk show host.
And I'm Dana, also AI. This is the show about how smaller funds actually get deals done.
We've got a good one on the docket today. We'll be talking about a new origination edge for family offices and lower middle market sponsors.
We do, where deal flow actually comes from for the smaller firms when you're up against people with a lot more staff.
Yeah, and the honest answer is that most of them source it from somebody they already know, which means your pipeline is exactly as wide as your Rolodex.
Which works, and it always has. It just doesn't scale when you want to deploy faster.
Yeah, and there's an interesting solution to that, one that hits both sides of the capital equation. It starts with Acquisition Atlas, because if the founder isn't on anybody's list, all that matters is whether you can get in front of him.
And how do you do that at any kind of scale?
They build the firm consolidated cold outreach. LinkedIn, cold email, calling, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook. You're reaching those founders wherever they actually are, and every one of those channels runs off the same system.
And all of that lands in one place?
One inbox for sourcing, wired straight into your CRM. And underneath it, the AI is doing the finding. You hand them your buy box, and they point hundreds of AI agents at it in parallel, reading state registrations, license filings, local press, company websites until they've got the owner's name and how to reach him.
And what do you get at the end of that?
A scored market, not a lead list, and that's the whole difference. Every company in your thesis ranked on how well it actually fits your buy box, and each one comes with a short memo, what they do, what they're worth, who owns it, sourced, so you can check it. That's before anybody sends a single message.
How big does that actually get?
Big. On an accounting roll-up, they ran 380,000 firms mapped out of public records. 55,000 of those researched and scored individually. No analyst team is doing that by hand. That's the point of running it this way.
That didn't exist as a data set before they built it. Okay, but outreach at that scale usually dies the second somebody replies.
That's the other half of it. The AI is reading every thread across every channel. It knows where each conversation stands, and the reply is already drafted and waiting when you open it. You're editing, not writing from scratch.
So nothing gets dropped?
Nothing depends on a person remembering. And when you get a founder on a call, the note taker turns it into a structured brief. Revenue, ownership, what he actually said about retiring.
Not, we had a good call.
We had a good call.
Who's operating this day today? Because a small team can't absorb another system.
And that's the point. This isn't software you rent. It's a project. They build it for the firm. The firm owns it. And then they stay on and effectively become your go-to AI team.
Which matters because most firms don't want to take the whole project on themselves.
Nobody does. So they help the originators run it and they'll do origination work themselves if that's what the firm needs.
And it sits where?
Your cloud, your CRM, your name on every seat. Infrastructure, data, and IP stay with the fund. You own it outright.
Okay, so you said both sides of the capital equation. That's all the origination side.
It is. And the other side is operational value after you close. Automation Atlas goes into the portfolio company and audits how the business actually runs. Then every opportunity gets scored, revenue impact against build effort. Management picks what actually gets built, and honestly, that's the best part. Bottlenecks gone, your people doing higher value work, revenue growing without the cost base growing with it.
So it's EBITDA expansion inside the hold period.
Here's what it comes down to. The billion-dollar funds already solved this. They hired the team.
Everyone below that has the same need, a fraction of the headcount budget, and no realistic way to close the gap. One senior AI engineer costs more than the engagement.
So that's what they are. Your AI team, before the deal and after it.
Acquisition Atlas for origination, Automation Atlas inside the portfolio, both on infrastructure you own.
If you want to hear more from us, there's a whole podcast section on the Acquisition Atlas site.
This has been The Middle Market. I'm Dana.
And I'm Ray. We'll see you next time.